Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome back for another episode of Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations with Guided Surrender. My name is Frandasia Williams. Those who know my soul call me Franny, and I am the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a wellness and lifestyle company. You can follow me on Instagram at Guided Surrender and look at my bio for various links to the different things that I write, the yoga and wellness classes that I teach, and so much more. So for those of you who are here for the first time, hello, hello, hello. And for those of you who are back with me again, thank you for joining. I haven't seen you or heard from you or connected with you in this way in about a week. I have changed the schedule, so now you will find a bi-weekly release on Wednesdays. And so we won't be on next Wednesday, but we will reconvene the following Wednesday. So twice a month, every other Wednesday. I'm happy to have you back, and let's get rolling. So I have been waking up every morning and doing a short meditation from Deepak Chopra, and it's only about 3 minutes because I'm gonna be real. Sometimes I don't have time to do a whole 30-minute, hour-long thing. Sometimes you really just need something that's accessible so you can take it and go. Like sometimes you come here and you just want to hear a few minutes. You don't always want to be here for too long. Sometimes we don't want to practice for an hour. Sometimes we want to practice for 30 minutes. That's why I have 30-minute yoga classes, because that's all it takes to reset and restart new habits. So, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to do certain things for a certain amount of time. But if you have 3 minutes, then make those 3 minutes valuable. And so I enjoy my 3-minute meditation. There is a longer version of it, but I take what I need, which is the 3 minutes. And it's all about setting an intention for your day. And what he encourages you to do is to wake up first thing in the morning and lay with your eyes closed in a state of awakeness. So you're alert, you're just closing your eyes as a meditative state, which is still a state of awareness. And so with your eyes closed, you breathe in and breathe out and connect with your breath. And then you begin to set your intention for your day. And the intention can be whatever you like. He does have 4 suggestions that he gives you to have you meditate. And I could share those with you, but I'm not Deepak Chopra, 1. And 2, I don't use the same words as him, just as you don't use the same words as me. I was talking to a friend and a colleague yesterday, and she was trying to understand my vision for something, and she was using words that I don't use to describe the same thing. And it wasn't that we weren't on the same page, we just used different words. So that's why I don't like to tell people what to say, because I don't know how you feel. I don't know what words you would attribute to that. We all spell for ourselves differently. And so I want to empower you to choose your own intention and be intentional about the words you choose and the words you speak over yourself, because you will have what you say. That's what a good friend used to always repeat to me when I was learning how to speak about myself better and speak life into myself. You will have what you say, not what I say, not what they say. You will have what you say. And we have to be aware of the words that we're taking in. Are they your own, or are you hearing voices from your past or whatever it may be? Reclaim your words. Speak life over yourself. And so I want to invite you all tomorrow or today, at any point in your day, to take a short breath break and set your intention for the day, or reset your intention for the day, because sometimes we have to revisit it. And so here's an example of what mine was. So for today, I said, I want to just feel love and give love. And all day, and I mean all day, I was reading that people love me. I was hearing that people love me. I was feeling that people love me. And I was naturally giving that and receiving that because it's what I naturally give. And yes, I do feel that love daily. I just noticed it more. Because I set my intention on that, it flowed to me in a clear channel. So whatever intention you set is what will flow to you in a clear channel. And that's what Deepak Chopra encourages when we do the morning meditation. So with that, I'm going to invite you to take a short breath break. Wherever you are, just connect with your breath. If you can close your eyes for a short second, if you can just feel yourself rooted to the earth, notice what parts of your body are connected to the earth. And just feel yourself breathe into your space. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And set your intention for today. Whatever words come to mind, no need to rush it. It's okay if it takes a minute to think about. Just be intentional. Take another deep breath in. Squeeze your shoulders to your ears. And the exhale, release it all out. You've just had your breath break. You've just set your intention for the day. Continue to speak life over yourself. Continue to speak joy and abundance into yourself. That's what you will get. You get more of what you say you want. So what do you want? Boldly and powerfully declare it and revel and live in it. I'm so happy you were able to set an intention for today. I will continue to set my intentions, and please join me on Instagram. Share with me and comment or reply to a story or drop in my DM and tell me what intentions you're setting. And if you need support for setting intentions or honoring your intentions, let me know. I'm here for you. So with that, we are going to close today, and I'll see you back here or hear you back here or whatever in 2 weeks. Have a happy Wednesday. Have a happy day. Whatever day it may be for you, have a happy moment. Have a happy life. Have joy and abundance. Ciao.